All right, Jack, let's begin with Detroit. Many Detroit City Council members still don't feel like Governor Snyder is really working with them. Both sides, the governor and city officials, say they don't want an emergency manager to be appointed. But to avoid that, some sort of consent agreement must be reached. Jack, what is the likelihood that that will happen before the deadline next Thursday?
Well, it's a real nail-biter, Christina. It looks more likely that they'll achieve one, but they won't call it a consent agreement. They'll call it something else, but it'll be essentially a consent agreement, which is sort of emergency manager light in a way, or emergency manager by committee. The reason the governor doesn't want an emergency manager is that law is likely to go on hold till the November election when the signatures are certified to put it on the ballot, and he doesn't want this agreement tainted. I'm not sure that many city council members are not working with the governor. I don't feel the governor is working with them. Certainly some. There's certainly about three of the nine who feel that way. But the governor's met with some of the others, and it looks like an agreement is on pace, but it isn't over till it's over.
Is this process helping or hurting Detroit's reputation?
Well, it depends on how you look at it, Christina. I mean, if the process gets done and the city is put on the road to avoiding sort of financial collapse, certainly that'll help, and it'll help Michigan with the rest of the country. Certainly some of the posturing going on hasn't been very pretty, and one Detroit leader, irresponsibly not an elected leader, but a prominent minister, threatened to burn the city down if this happened. That certainly doesn't look very good, but there's always a lot of this to and froing when you have something of this magnitude, and I guess we won't really know till it all shakes out.
Governor Snyder is holding a town hall meeting in Detroit this morning, and he will answer some questions about the situation. Since so many Detroiters are angry about what's going on, what is the best way for him to navigate the situation?
You know, regardless of your politics, I think you have to admire the governor's guts. His treasurer, Andy Dillon, was shouted down, as was the financial review team when they tried to present their findings, and I suspect there'll be some of that today. The governor doesn't need Detroit to get, well, the governor campaigned in Detroit. He only got about 5% of the vote there in the last election, but he was willing to go in. He's probably going to try to tell these people why it's in everybody's best interest, theirs included. My real question is whether they'll let him speak.
A few other cities in Michigan are under the control of an emergency manager. Did they have this sort of public outcry and protest?
Well, no, they didn't, although there are always some people who weren't happy. But these other cities were much smaller. Detroit is sort of the city and the signature city of Michigan. In the days of the emergency financial manager, there was a supposition this might be a good thing, and eventually the EFM would leave and things would be back to normal, as happened in Hamtramck. But Detroit is so big, and you cannot have any discussion about Detroit without the politics of race. There's some resentment on the part of Detroit, which is nearly all black, thinking that a white governor and power structure are telling them what to do. So, you know, this is really an unprecedented thing. And, of course, Detroit, in terms of size, is much, much larger than any of these other cities.
And finally, Jack, today is the final day of arguments on the constitutionality of the Affordable Care Act before the U.S. Supreme Court. Michigan is one of the 26 states arguing against the law. What is the significance of Michigan's involvement?
Well, first of all, when you say Michigan is arguing against the law, what that simply means is that we've had two Republican attorney generals who are arguing against the law because the Republican Party's position is to oppose the law. It's not that the whole state is involved. The interesting thing to me is that how few people really understand the provisions of this act. Some people, when the act is explained to them, say, oh, I didn't know it was for that. I like that. Most people think it all comes down to the vote of one justice, Anthony Kennedy. So it'll be fascinating to watch.
All right, Jack. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.